Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on communications, and yesterday we talked about the idea of just organizing your thoughts before you communicate. Today I want to talk to you a little bit more about the structure of your communication. Now, if you're going to go speak to a group of or an important person and you really want to think through what you're going to say, when you start to think about what you want to come out of your mouth, you want to start with the end in mind. So in other words, what is the purpose of the message that you're about to deliver? What do you want people to do as a result of listening to you? And so if you start there, the rest of your structure should fall in place much more easily than if you didn't know where you were going to end up. So if I'm going to have a discussion with you, and my goal is to get you, is to convince you to see my point of view and vote for a particular candidate, if that's what I wanted to do, my outcome and what I'd be looking at is I want you to vote for candidate X, right? And that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to convince you to do that. But if I can outline that right up front, now I know what I want you to do. I know what action I'm looking for. And then everything else falls into place. Then I could begin with, you know, how can I grab your attention? And then how can I structure it in a way that is clear and straightforward and has structure? And then the other thing you want to do is, if it's a longer type of discussion, you want to start signposting. So if there's three things I want to talk to you about, let me know where I am. So if I want to talk about point A, let me talk about A. Then I'll go to B, and then I'll go to C. And if I detail that as I'm going, I've got a much better chance of having you continue to listen to me because you know where I am. You're not sitting and saying, okay, when is this person going to be done? You have a sense of where I am in the presentation or in the discussion. So I think that's another important one. You want to keep people's attention. This is true especially when you're talking to larger groups of people where it's easy for them to tune out, or they can go to their smartphone and start surfing the web, or they can go do other things. You know, the important thing is for you to keep their attention. It's less important in a one-on-one conversation, but again, when you think about that one-on-one conversation, you still want to be concerned about what is the goal? You're going to communicate with someone. You know, if you're going to your boss for a raise, you know, the bottom line and what you're asking for is for more money. Right? Well, that's where you end, and then you back up and you go through all the supporting details and reasons as to why that is. So that's just a note about structure and how you want to think about it. But again, you want to capture people's attention, you want to keep them interested, and you want it to drive somewhere. Everything you say should be driving to that final point in terms of the action step that you want the listener to take. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life, and that's what we're doing here. Just get here each day, and what we'll do is we'll get you focused on that goal for you, which whatever those life goals are, just keeping you on the path and ensuring that you're taking steps each day to get closer to where you want to be. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on communicating effectively. But for today, I just want you to approach your communication with the end in mind. Think about what you want people to do as a result of listening to you. Focus there and then work backwards. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything we discussed, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.